is Jimmy Clitheroe as the Clitheroe Kid with Peter Sinclair, Danny Ross and Diana Day in...
As advertised on the telly.
Hey, Susan, when the water boils, do I take the pot to the kettle or the kettle to the pot?
The first thing you do is put the tea leaves in.
Oh, flipping heck, I forgot. Hey, we're alone.
I had noticed, Alfie. Now, you keep your eye on that kettle while I finish the washing up.
You know, I think this is the first time we've been alone in this house since your mum went to visit your auntie. Yeah, I like being alone. No, not alone, alone. I mean, alone together with you.
Yes, very interesting. Now, let me get my work finished or we'll miss the start of that picture.
If I can get seats in the back row, we'll miss the finish and all.
All right, Alfie, that'll do. There's no need to... Oh, dear.
Well, what's the matter, Susan?
My apron's come loose. Tie it up for me, Alfie. My hands are wet.
Yeah, right, yeah.
The cord goes right round me and ties at the front.
That's nice. Means I've got to put my arms right round you like this.
Alfie, hurry up and tie it.
No, thanks. I'm soon as stop as I am.
Alfie, stop it, will you? Stop it.
Back it again, I'll see. What's up with the snogging room? Won't me grandad let you light a fire?
All right, you can cut it out.
Alfie, is that the kettle boiling or is it you?
I'll just brew your grandad's tea.
And I'll leave these pots to drain off.
I'll wipe them if you like. I'm doing wiping cheap this week. Flip them soft.
You leave those things alone. Alfie, bring the tea things in the living room while I get ready.
Yeah, right, yeah, Susan. I'll just pop them on this tray.
Hey, Alfie, I don't think I've ever tasted tea that you've made. Is it as bad as our Susan's?
No, it isn't. Yes, it is. It's good, I mean. Stop saying rude things about her. You'll be wearing that teapot for a cap.
Oh, next door at Florrie Butterworth's, and was I glad to get out? She's never stopped talking since I went round there. All about shopping early for Christmas. I know what I'd buy her if I'd delivered her.
What's that?
A muzzle.
Florrie Butterworth wouldn't like to hear that, and I won't tell her for a tanner.
Now that'll do, Jimmy. Ah, good, Alfie. I see you brought my tea in.
Yes, Mrs. Sinclair. Will you pour it, or shall I be your wife? No, that's not right. I mean, would you like me to be your mother? No, not you, I mean, just mother.
Come on, Alfie, we must go and get that bus. I hate going in when it starts.
Right, yeah, Susan. Cheerio, Mr. Sinclair, Jimmy.
Cheerio, funny fella. Give my regards to your brother.
What brother?
Bugs Bunny.
Shut up. All right, that'll do. Help me to tidy this room up. We've got a visitor calling in a minute. He's coming round from Florrie's next door. He's staying with her. You remember, that TV producer, Nigel Plunkett Smythe.
Not the one who got me in the soap adverts. Not dear old Nigel Suck It Twice. Why is he coming round?
I don't know. He was on the phone when I was round there.
Well, I'd love to get on another commercial.
Hey, that'll be him now. Go and answer the door, and I'll pour him a cup of tea.
Right, Grandad. I must try some new ideas out on him after I've buttered him up a bit.
Well, if it isn't James Clitheroe, famous star of the soap ads, eh? We meet again, old son.
Oh, yes, old bean.
Jimmy, bring him in here.
Yes, Grandad. After you, sir. Mr. Sinclair can see you now. We've just sobered him up. That's one of my new jokes for you.
You could have fooled me. Ah, hello, Mr. Sinclair. Sorry I was on the blower when you called next door.
Oh, that's all right. Sit you down. If you don't mind weak tea, you're welcome to a cup.
Well, thanks, I wouldn't mind. And how is the talented Master James these days?
Oh, I be all there with my startling peas.
Here we go. More of your famous impressions.
Yeah, these are special ones for adverts. Johnny and I came up with a simply fabulous idea in the kitchen the other day. Why not give your guests a centipede sandwich?
Centipede? That thing with 100 legs?
That's right. It's all feet. A real treat.
No, that'll do, Jimmy. Here's your tea.
Oh, thank you. And by the way, whose tea is this?
It's yours if you pay a tanner for it.
Jimmy, It's a new brand, Indian, I think. We've got a free sample.
Oh, that's it. It's Taj Mahal Super Blended Indian Tea.
Aye, that's it.
Yes, they're really pushing this now. Actually, I'm about to make a commercial advert for this tea on the old telly, you know?
Oh, that's easy. How about this? Handpicked from the tea plantations of the mystic plains of the Orient. It is looking good. It is tasting good. And by golly, it is putting hairs on your chest.
Now, Jimmy, just you behave yourself. He doesn't want to know about your daft ideas.
No, actually, we've got one of our own. You see, twins always go down well in adverts, but they're usually young girls. Now, we felt that to advertise tea, it should be someone much older, two old ladies, sharing the twilight of their lives with a cup of Taj Mahal tea. This is where I need your help.
Well, I'll do my best with me mum's skirt and blouse on. Grandad, you should pass for an old lady in your kilt. If you give your legs a shave.
I shan't tell you again. No. How can we help you, Mr.?
Well, Florrie tells me you know two old ladies who are twins. They're called Whiteside, I believe.
Oh, yes, we know them well.
And is it true what I'm told, that they are virtually identical?
Oh, yes, and they look alike as well. In fact, you can't tell them apart until they speak. Oh, I'll never forget the first time I met them. You see, I took some groceries round as a Christmas present, and I went with Daft Alfie.
Oh, yes, I remember him. Is he still wanting to marry your sister?
Yeah, I said he was daft. Well, I'd only met Miss Martha. She's the nice twin. And we didn't realise that Matilda, she's the baddie who looks just like Martha, we didn't realise she was upstairs. Martha was going an errand next door, but she told us to come in and put the kettle on so we could have a cup of tea.
And with the tea's brewed, I've just remembered, Jimmy, there's half a dozen freshly baked buns in the kitchen. I'm just going on an errand next door while the kettle's boiling. Shan't be a minute.
Right you are. Oh, she's a lovely woman, isn't she, Alfie? Isn't she a lovely woman? She's lovely, isn't she, lovely?
Oh, yes, she's lovely, isn't she?
That's funny, Alfie. She said she was going next door, didn't she?
Yes, she did.
She must have forgotten where it is. I can hear her coming downstairs.
You are?
Miss Whiteside's just come downstairs. Here she is.
What's going on?
The kettle. I mean, I've just put it on for a cup of tea.
Tea? How dare you break into my house, stealing my food? Help! Police! Help!
Yeah, but you told us to come in. See, shut up. I mean, calm down.
I've never seen you in my life. Get out.
Have a way, I'm glad I would see yet. Well, I mean, oh, hey, she hit me. Hey, look, Miss Whiteside. Oh, help, police, the woman's gone mad.
Shut up, Alfie. Oh. Come on, get out before she gets a poker.
A poker, that's it.
No, help, Jimmy, wait for me.
Not likely. I'll come back with an ambulance.
That's right, you thieves. You'd better run. I'll have the police on you.
Well, a nice woman you said. She's barmy. She's a nutter.
It's her age. She forgets. She told me she had a bad memory when I first met her.
A bad memory? It was just hello, go in, goodbye, come out, get gone, get locked, go out, get... I mean, how can you get mixed up? Well, I mean, how can you?
Well, she's an old woman. What's your excuse?
My excuse is I'm an old man. Oh, see, I haven't lost my memory.
No, just your mind.
Yes, cut it out.
Ready?
Help! She's back!
Yes, yes, we're going, honest. I mean...
Oh, but aren't you going to have a cup of tea?
Have a but you don't want it. Us, I mean, to have it. I mean, you want us gone, don't you?
You know, you're rather confusing.
Oh, she can talk.
Do come in and have a cup of tea.
Well, all right. Alfie, bring the parcel of groceries. And if she forgets again, we'll leave it on the doorstep and run.
Come along, then. I'll go ahead and put the kettle on.
I put it on before.
When was that?
Just before you went, cracker. Get out my leg.
Oh, you all funny.
I like that. Me funny. She's as nutty as a fruitcake.
We don't have them.
What?
Nuts in our fruitcake. They're getting me granddad's teeth.
Getting you what do?
The nuts, so we don't have them.
Oh, well, we have nuts at our house.
Oh, of course. There's you, there's your father.
Oh, see, shut up. Anyway, who cares about fruitcake? Let's go in.
Right, come on, follow me. And don't forget the parcel.
Yeah, I've got it here. It's safe.
That's funny. I thought she said she was going in the kitchen.
Ah, that's right.
Oh, she's in the front room there. Shall we go through, Miss Whiteside?
What? You again? How dare you come back?
But you told her. She's off again.
She's got a memory like a yo-yo. You said come for tea, Miss Whiteside.
Don't try and fool me with your lies.
We're not lying. You've forgotten. You keep forgetting your mind's going.
You old beast.
Why don't you start that again?
My mind's going, is it? Well, my hand's all right.
Oh, Mother.
You thief. Oh, you old villain.
Okay, Jimmy, throw the towel in.
Mister, stop it in his head. You'll have him punch drunk.
And I'll deal with you next. Come here.
Get off. You haven't finished with Alfie yet. He's still on his feet.
Matilda, stop it. Stop it. What are you doing?
She's doing Alfie. She's making a good... Miss Whiteside, it's you. But you're here.
She's damaged my brain. I'm seeing double.
Don't you shout at me, Martha.
Shout at you? Have you gone mad? These are friends of mine. I invited them in for a cup of tea.
Oh, heck. Miss Whiteside, why didn't you say your sister was a twin sister?
Well, you mean there is two of them? It's not me. I'm not daft. Going for... Yeah. Oh.
So there you are. You need to know which is which. So if you're going to see him, you better take me with you.
Well, after hearing what happened to Alfie, I'd better take a crash helmet, shin guards and boxing gloves as well.
Oh, don't take what Jimmy says too seriously. I'm sure you'll be all right once you've sorted out which is which.
Yeah, that's right. If you shake hands with Martha, the nice one, she'll probably offer you a cup of tea. If she grabs your hand in a wrist lock and then switches to a backhammer, followed by a flying mare, forget about the cup of tea, because that's Matilda.
Well, come along, ladies. Aren't you interested in my little proposition?
Before we go any further with this matter, Mr. Nigel Barrington Dolby, or whatever your name is...
Matilda Plunkett Smythe.
No, not Matilda Plunkett Smythe. Nigel Plunkett.
Be quiet, boy. Why did this impertinent young imp have to come with you?
Well, he knew where you lived, and I didn't. And he knew which of you was which, and I...
And besides, you'll be wanting a good manager when you start earning the money.
Oh, that's an amusing thought, I must say. James Clitheroe, the little impresario.
Miss Martha, do you mind? There's no need to be rude. After all, thanks to me, you'll both become famous. You arrive at the film studio tomorrow morning, they stick some makeup on your fizzogs, you stand in front of the camera, say cheese a couple of times, drink a cup of Tajimal tea, and before you know it, you've earned yourself a cool £5, less my 10%.
£5? Is that all we get? It's not much for appearing on TV.
Ah, yes, but allow me to explain. You see, it's not an actual advert I'm filming tomorrow. It's just a demonstration film to show to the advertisers.
So that's why it's only £5. I thought there'd be a catch in it somewhere.
Will you kindly let the gentleman finish, you silly old woman? Please go on.
Oh, thank you, Miss Matilda.
That was Miss Martha.
Was it James? But she sounded just like the other old... I mean, if the advertisers accept the idea, they might decide to use both you ladies for the real thing. Then you could be on to a small fortune.
Oh, it would certainly be a wonderful experience, meeting all the famous stars of the entertainment world.
Yes, that's what worries me, the thought of us getting mixed up with that lot. I've heard all about them, especially the women, going about half naked in low-cut dresses and mini-skirts.
Well, what's wrong with that? One Hollywood star used to make films without any clothes on at all, didn't she, Nigel?
She made films with nothing on. Who was she?
Lassie, of course.
Now, listen, young fellow, my lad, this is a film studio, not a playground. So don't start any more trouble or you'll get the old heave-ho.
I didn't start the trouble. It was that old fool at the gate. He wouldn't let us in.
No, because you tried to be clever, saying you were Hitchcock Jr. and I was Richard Burton.
I thought he'd laugh. I bet Elizabeth Taylor would.
See, shut up, funny boy. Are we going into the studio, Mr. Plonky? Plonky? Yep, sir.
Yes, I'd forgotten in the excitement. I'm afraid the idea of using the old ladies is off.
What?
Yes, my boss just won't buy them.
I didn't know you were trying to sell them. I thought you just wanted the lend of them. What are you talking about?
No, it's just a business expression. Buy the idea, it means. My governor has already found some twins himself. He didn't like the idea of two old ladies, the Whitesides, and he found some twins who live in the old soldier's home.
Ah, there must be funny women living in the old soldier's home.
Oh, not really, old boy. Their names are Clarence and Claude Bradley.
You're right, Alfie, they are funny women.
You fancy having a... You what?
Two old ladies, Clarence and Claude. You must have seen them. They wear short skirts and army boots. They have a brother called Ethel.
See, shut up, you. You mean the boss wants two old gentlemen instead of the ladies?
Yes, I'm afraid so, old boy. I don't quite know how to break it to the ladies. I feel I've let them down.
Matilda will clout you with the camera.
Well, I wish I could change it, but I just can't go against the boss.
Well, I think it's rotten. Why didn't he mind his own business?
No use putting it off. I'd better go and tell the ladies what's happened. I wish I'd found out earlier before they went to all the trouble of being made up.
Well, where are they?
In the studio, through the door here. Are you two coming?
Not yet. Where are Clarence and Claude?
In makeup, I think. Why?
Oh, I just wondered what they looked like. Anyway, you go on. Alfie and me have to, go somewhere first.
Yeah, right you are. See you in a minute, then.
Yes, right, Alfie, come on.
But I don't want to go to the... I don't want to go anywhere.
We're going to find Clarence and Claude. They're not taking the money off the old ladies, not without a fight, anyway.
Fight?
With a bit of luck, when I finish with Clarence and Claude, they'll pay plonkety-plonk to get out of doing the advert. Just back me up what I say.
Oh, stop complaining, Clarence. Oh. You agreed to do the film test quick enough when the man said we'd get £5 each.
Well, I know that, but I didn't think they'd put paint and powder on us like a couple of chorus girls. It's a wonder they didn't give us handbags.
Nah. The gentleman explained, it's to stop your faces looking shiny. They put it on all the actors.
Well, we're not doing Bloomin' Hamlet. We're just here to advertise Taj Mahal tea. Mind you, they're wasting the time. Shocking muck it is. we don't have to drink any.
Look, for £5, we'll drink a gallon of it if they want. And I'll do my clog dance while you play your tin whistle.
Oh, be your age. Have you forgotten last Christmas when you did your clog dance at the party? They were all in the sitting room shouting encore while I had you in the kitchen, giving you the kiss of life.
Don't exaggerate. I was just a bit out of breath. Oh.
Excuse me. Are you two actors for the tea advert?
Yes, that's Hudson.
Actors?
Well, I'm the call boy, and this is Alfie Hall, your trainer.
Trainer? We're not performing monkeys, you know.
Now, shut up, Clarence.
No, you see, Alfie shows you how to do the tricks. Which one of you is the stuntman?
The stuntman? What the devil are you talking about?
Quiet, Clarence. What do you mean, son?
Well, which one of you drinks the tea balancing on the tightrope? Upside down.
I knew there was a damn catch in it.
Nobody mentioned a tightrope.
That's funny, ain't it, Alfie?
Yeah. What is?
Well, maybe the producers cut the trick out.
Oh, I should think so.
Well, we'll just rehearse the other stunt, shall we, Alfie?
Yeah, that's the... What stunt?
Where one of these old gentlemen is up the ladder and the other one spills the bucket of whitewash over him and he falls down flat on his back.
See, I don't know what you...
What the devil's that got to do with advertising tea?
Ah, when you're lying on the ground unconscious, your brother gives you a drink of Taj Mahal tea. It's so good you jump up and do cartwheels right across the studio.
Oh, I'm doing no damn cartwheels.
Oh, I see. Your brother does it.
Yes, No, I don't.
We might have known we wouldn't get £5 just for drinking tea.
Yeah. I remember now seeing an advert for some other tea. A fella jumped through a ceiling wearing a parachute.
Oh, that's like the second stunt. Only you do it without a parachute. Oh.
Well, that does it. Come on, Claude, we're going.
Wait a minute. Alfie hasn't shown you how to do it yet, have you, Alfie?
No, I haven't. I'm not showing him how to jump.
Oh, he wants to do that last. Oh, all right, Alfie. Start him off with the fire eating.
Fire eating?
It's a trick. You only pretend to eat the fire, and then you say, when you have a real thirst on, drink Taj Mahal super blended tea.
You are right, Cluggins. We're going.
And first of all, I'll give that producer fella a piece of my mind, Mr. Bloomin' Plunkett Smile.
Yeah, sure will I. Come on, he's over there talking to those two old ladies.
I wouldn't bother him now. Why don't you write him a letter?
Because the name I'm going to call him, I'm not sure how to spell it.
Don't lose your temper, Clarence. Remember your blood pressure.
Oh, heck, I thought I could get rid of him before old Plunky came back. Just a minute, wait for me. Come on, Alfie.
Are we going? Hey, I've just realised you were making all that stuff up just to get the old men to pack in.
Get away. You're getting quicker, Alfie. Another 2 years and you'll be ready for the 11 plus.
Hey, now, don't be funny.
Mr. Plunkett Blinkin' Smythe, my brother and I have something to tell you away from these ladies.
Keep calm, Clarence.
Very well, excuse me, ladies.
Hello, sir. You want it outside. It's very important, isn't it, Alfie?
Is it? Oh, yes.
Who wants me outside?
Jimmy does. I mean, there's somebody, I mean.
What's his name?
Nobody. I mean, we don't know.
Never mind that. We just want to tell you you can keep your blooming film test.
Yeah. We're not acrobats.
Cartwheels, tightrope, fire eating. Do it yourself, you double-barrel twit.
Beg your pardon? Are you drunk?
What? My brother and I haven't had a drink for 10 years.
Well, you must be thirsty by now. There's a pub round the corner. Alfie'll take you.
Shut up! We've heard enough from you.
Look, do I take it you gentlemen don't want to do this advertisement?
We certainly don't.
Very well. Well, that doesn't worry me. I have those two ladies there who are more than willing to take your places.
What? Two ladies of their age upside down on a tightrope? Cartwheels? It's disgusting. They'll show all the... What are they going to wear, tights?
Well, come on, Mr. Plunkett Smythe. We'd better tell the ladies the good news.
Be quiet. Now, what's all this about cartwheels and tightropes?
You're a call boy here and a trainer.
What?
Oh, these two. They came over to us and asked which of us was the stunt man.
You ought to be flogged, boy. Flogged!
Quite right. I've never heard such a tissue of lies.
Now, Matilda, Jimmy was only doing it for us.
Of course I was. I wanted you to have the money.
He wasn't being wicked. He was just being stupid.
What do you mean? They fell for it, didn't they?
That will do, boy. I suppose your motive was unselfish, but it was still wrong.
Mr. Plunkett Smythe, my brother and I have something to tell you.
Yes, something to tell you.
We have come to a decision.
Yes, we've come to a decision.
You look like twins, talk like parrots.
Shut up.
We can't do the film test.
No, we can't do it.
But all you have to do is drink tea and say...
No, we can't take the money away from these ladies.
Certainly not.
Oh, now, gentlemen, you were selected, not us.
No, but they asked us to come here.
Please, Matilda.
Now, ladies, we've made up our minds.
Yes, the job and the money is yours.
Oh, good lad, Clara. I mean, mister...
Be quiet, boy. Now, look, gentlemen, I'm afraid my boss decided you two must have the part, and that's that.
Ah, he's not our boss, lad, you see. We're not taking money away from these charming ladies.
Well, it's very kind of you, but...
No, Butch. The age of chivalry is not dead altogether.
Look, I'm sorry. You're both kind and a real gentleman, but we couldn't let you give it up for us.
Well, Martha, if these two don't want to do it, that's it.
Matilda... I'm surprised at you. Oh, I'm sorry, Mr.
Call me Claude, Martha.
Well, Claude, I'm very grateful, but we can't accept.
Well, we're not doing it, are we, Clarence?
No, definitely not.
No, just a minute. Somebody has got to do it.
I know.
Not you.
Will you listen? I've got a marvellous idea. This'll please everybody. Now, let's hope it works, Alfie.
Yeah, it will. It's a smashing idea. I don't know how you think of them.
Oh, anybody could have thought of it if they were a genius. I could have written the words as well, you know. But I let old Plonky do it. I mean, it's the idea that matters.
Quiet, please. We're ready to run the rehearsal now. Stand by, everyone.
I hope this producer doesn't ruin it, Alfie.
Quiet in the studio.
Quiet in the studio.
Will you shut up?
Will you shut up when the producer tells you?
You, Clitheroe, keep quiet. Right, stand by. Are you both ready on set one?
Yes, I'm ready.
I'm ready too.
Set two?
Yes, I think so.
I've been ready for 10 minutes.
Right, cue the announcer and action.
It's more than a happy home. It's a palace with Taj Mahal tea. The tea that's super blended. Let's look at two families. Twin sisters who married twin brothers. Identical twins, identical homes. But with a difference.
Would you like another cup of tea, my dear?
Yes, please, my love. Oh, you know my weakness. Taj Mahal tea.
Yes. So good and so cheap, too. Here you are, my dear.
Thank you, my love.
That was a happy home, a Taj Mahal home. But this home uses another brand.
What do you mean you don't want another cup of tea? The pot's half full.
Well, sling it out of the back. keep it off the garden. I don't want my lawn ruined.
I can't afford to waste tea like this, the price it costs. We've only got our old age pensions, you know.
Ah, well, if I drank that, I'd be too ill to go and collect the pension.
Don't be like them. Make your home a palace of pleasure with Taj Mahal. It's super blended and so cheap, too.
Cut. Right. 15 minutes.
Coffee break, everybody.
Hey, Jimmy's going to be smashing. I bet that idea will sell Taj Mahal tea, all right?
Yeah. And after they've done this, I've got another idea. Free gifts. And I'll go on the telly to advertise them.
But you?
Yeah, turban, brown shoe polish on me clock, and I'll say, the gifts with Taj Mahal are elegant. For 2,000 coupons, you can get an elephant.
Those involved with the Clitheroe Kid this week were Peter Sinclair as Grandfather, Danny Ross as Alfie Hall, and Diana Day as Susan, with Brian Truman, John Graham, Rosalie Williams, Joe Gladwin, and Barbara Miller. The recorded program was written by James Casey and Frank Roscoe, produced by James Casey, and starred Jimmy Clitheroe as the Kid himself.
Well, old Plonky Plonk wouldn't have me on. And his boss didn't like the advert with the old ladies, so you won't be seeing them on the telly either. Still, they got £5 each. The daft thing is, Plunky's boss heard about the idea of falling off the ladder and turning somersaults, and he liked it. So I'm just going to try it to see if it works. I know the falling off the ladder will be easy, but I'm not sure if Alfie can do a somersault. Ta-ra!